applying the law of attraction step by step. Okay, this is the moment you have been waiting for. We are now going to provide you with the steps that you need to take to significantly increase your chances of law of attraction success. These steps have worked well for most people and will assist with tuning your mind and developing subjective thinking. Do not think that you are going to get results from this overnight. This has happened and could happen to you, but in general, mastering the law of attraction takes time and effort, so please follow these steps closely. 1. You must be clear about what you want. Most people are not clear about what they want from life. Some people don't have any idea at all. In order to connect with the universe, you must have specific goals or desires and your reasons for wanting these things. You may not be a big believer in goal setting, but it really does work as it gives you a crystal focus, and that is critical with the law of attraction. Some people don't like the idea of goal setting because they think it is too hard to do. By following this process, you will see that it is quite easy to write down your goals. Take out a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle vertically. On the left-hand side, you need to write down what you want. And on the right-hand side, please write down what you don't want. When you are writing on each side, add a reason why you want or don't want the things to happen. It will probably help you to start with the things that you don't want first. These should come to you more easily. As an example, think about the things that you don't want when it comes to money. You don't want to be stressed because you cannot afford to do something for your life partner or your children. You don't want to be in debt. You don't want to work too many hours and miss time with your family. You don't want to be stressed out about paying the bills. You don't want to be wearing the same old clothes forever, and so on. Now in the left-hand column, you can turn these negative statements into positive desires by writing what you do want adjacent to what you have already written. So, an example would be, adjacent to, I don't want to be in debt, you will write, I want to be completely debt-free. Do this for all of the what you don't want statements that you have written on the right-hand side of the paper. You should find this pretty easy to do because they are just the opposite of what you don't want. As you are writing what you want, ask yourself the question why you want it. The reason for this is that it will stir up emotions within you, and you will be able to analyze those great feelings and they will drive you on to achieving your goal. It also gives strong meaning to the goal, and it will strengthen your connection with the universe. Don't rush this goal-setting exercise. It is very important that you get it right. Carry your list of goals around with you at all times. You will need to refer to your goal sheet regularly at the beginning, and it will inspire you to take the necessary action. By writing a list of goals and attaching strong feelings to each of them, you will send the right signals to your subconscious mind and in turn to the universe. Your energy emissions will rise to a higher level and your vibrations will be a lot more positive. 2. Add a time dimension to your goals. Your goals are really taking shape now. You have written what you want and why you want it. Now you need to add a realistic time frame to manifest each desire. The law of attraction may not manifest your desires on the exact same date you write down, but if you are realistic and follow all of the other steps, then it shouldn't be too far away from your target date. It can even manifest early for you. Realism is important here. If you have a lot of debt, then putting next Thursday's date as a target to be debt-free is not realistic. A year from now would be more realistic. It is possible, using certain strategies, to pay down debt quickly. Okay, so you now have your goals and you have stated when you want them to be manifested. You have made a great start to the law of attraction process. You have to have belief and patience that this is going to work for you. You will have to take additional action as well. 3. Use positive affirmations. Affirmations are very powerful, and what you want to do now is to create a list of them that support your desires or goals. You want to write each affirmation in the present as if the goal had already been achieved. So, for a goal of I want to be debt-free, the associated affirmation will be, I am completely debt-free. You need to be prepared to say your affirmations either out loud or in your mind on a regular basis. This means at least daily, and more often if you can. When you get up and just before you go to bed are good times to do this. Why? Because saying your affirmations when you wake up will set you up for an action-packed day. At night, you can dream about your affirmations. Your affirmations will find their way into your subconscious mind after a while. This is exactly what you want. Your subconscious mind is constantly communicating with the universe and will provide the right focus for you. It will help you to change any limited beliefs that are producing negative thoughts. This is critical, as negative thoughts will lead to lack in your life. 4. Time to take the correct action. If you are one of those people that believe the law of attraction will just give you whatever you want without you having to do anything, then you will end up very disappointed. you will need to take consistent action to manifest your goals. The reason is that each bit of action takes you closer to your goal, and your subconscious mind will feed on this and continue to send the right vibrations and energy levels to the universe. Always have your goals clearly in your mind and remind yourself of the feelings that they conjure up inside you. If you have a decision to make in connection with one of your goals, then consider how each option feels to you. Act on those decisions that feel right to you. If you truly believe in the law of attraction, you will never miss out on opportunities as the universe will keep bringing you more. So, you can be confident that your feelings about something are right. Working like crazy and taking massive action is not always the path to success. You need to work smart and only take action when guided by your intuition. Break your goals down into daily tasks and work on these every day. There are normally shortcuts to achieving most things, and the smart people always find them. Take a consistent step-by-step action approach. You will never be able to anticipate the exact steps that you need to take, so do not concern yourself with this. If something is not working, then try something else. Keep the faith in the law of attraction, and it really will work for you. Keeping your goals in mind all the time and taking action to achieve them will stop any vibrations for your subconscious mind losing their strength and deteriorating. If these vibrations deteriorate, then so will the signals that are sent to the universe. But it is not all about action taking. You have to check to see if there are any limiting beliefs holding you back. 5. Identify limiting beliefs. We all have ingrained beliefs. Some will serve us well and others won't. When you were a child, you learned a lot of things from your parents and those around you. If your parents continuously told you that money was the root of all evil, then this is likely to be an ingrained limiting belief that you don't want, and you need to get rid of it. You can replace these limiting beliefs by substituting other statements through the subconscious. Affirmations will help here. If you have any negative beliefs about money, then you can create affirmations such as, "I love money and money loves me," "Money will enable me to help others," and so on. You have to identify and remove these limiting beliefs if you want the law of attraction to fully work for you. In the next video, we will discuss how to use the law of attraction for money and wealth manifestation.